You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Earlier this year, Bloomberg News reported on how Fort Worth, Texas, which is the fifth largest Texas municipality, was jumping on the crypto bandwagon, approving a plan to mine Bitcoin with computers located in City Hall. The move, according to Fort Worth, would make it the first city government in the U.S. to mine Bitcoin.
We got the mayor of Fort Worth, Texas, with us right now, Maddie Parker. She joins us via Zoom from Fort Worth, Texas. Mayor Maddie, good to have you with us. How are you?
Thanks, Carol. Thanks, Tim. Good to be with you.
Well, let's start with Bitcoin, because Carol so elegantly told us at the top there that you guys became the first city to mine your own Bitcoin from City Hall. Give us an update there. How's it going?
It's actually been a really interesting pilot program for the city of Fort Worth. We'll get an update from city staff in the next few weeks. But really, the thanks goes to Texas Blockchain Council for helping make it possible. We had those machines donated to help it be at no cost to taxpayers, able to plug them into City Hall and just really try to be on the forefront of the learning curve of what cryptocurrency really means in this country right now, and also blockchain technology, and be a city that's welcome to innovation.
We do know that crypto mining, specifically Bitcoin mining, uses a ton of energy. It's not a technical term, but it uses a lot of energy. We did see some miners taken off the grid during recent power crises in Texas. Did you guys have to disconnect the computers at all at times over the summer when you had to turn the air conditioning up really high?
Really, the lucky thing for us, they're part of our IT departments. They make those decisions based on what they would do with the rest of our IT equipment in any kind of surge scenario. So in our situation, they just followed along the same lines as what city staff recommended. So we didn't really have it. We have only three machines. So we're a pretty small dent in what you probably have seen across major mining operations and across the country.
All right. So wait. So I know when we reported on it, the computers are located in City Hall. And so it's three mining rigs, as you said, donated by the Texas Blockchain Council. Why are you guys doing this?
Well, you know, honestly, Fort Worth wants to be known as synonymous with innovation and technology. And this is an opportunity for us to get noticed in the right ways. And truthfully, it worked. I mean, we had over 780 million impressions across the globe about what Fort Worth was doing, and got new inquiries from other technology companies, even if they really weren't involved in cryptocurrency, to ask the question, hey, if you're willing to do this and take a risk, so to speak, and work alongside other technology companies, what would you be willing to do in the future as well? So that's the real why behind the city of Fort Worth. And again, you know, cryptocurrency is one piece of this. The future of blockchain technology in a multitude of different industries is something I'm personally very interested in, and want to make sure Fort Worth's a part of the conversation.
Okay, so you know that we know that the city is planning to reevaluate the program after 6 months. It's been about 6 months. What does that reevaluation look like? And is there a chance that the city would abandon this?
Absolutely. And anything could be abandoned at any point. It's a pilot program for a reason. That's what we promised to city officials, to kind of understand what the advantages were and what the program should evolve into. Importantly, is it just mining Bitcoin, or do we need a more robust program in the future to really be meaningful? And I think that's the point we're at right now, to kind of determine what next steps are. And the Texas Blockchain Council has been immensely helpful in the expertise that they offer.
So it's interesting. So talk to us about, you know, it sounds like you and so many other cities are thinking about things to attract people coming in. Tell us about the folks that have been coming into your city specifically. What kind of, where are they coming from, and how many?
Yeah, well, good question. I mean, right now, Fort Worth experiences 328 people moving here every single day, which is hard for people to believe. We don't have a problem attracting folks to Fort Worth. So it's important we really understand what it looks like as you're attracting new talent to our cities. How do you also attract the businesses and jobs to come along with those, and also be responsive to the amount of growth that we're seeing in the Fort Worth region? You know, North Texas and Dallas-Fort Worth region will soon pass Chicago as the third largest metro in the entire country. So being in front of the infrastructure needs is incredibly important. But honestly, during COVID, you saw this across the entire country, people moving to where they wanted to experience quality of life. And fortunately for us in Fort Worth, we do have that. And it's a place where you do want to raise your family or build your business.
Mayor Parker, Mayor Maddie, where are they coming from? Is it the East Coast, or where are you finding that they're coming from?
Texas, good question. About Texas, about half the migration is domestic migration across the United States. A lot of them are coastal cities, places like Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, Seattle. Those are some pretty predominant communities. But also about 50% of the growth is natural, you know, new babies being born across Texas and people having additional family members come join them. So I think it's a mixture of both the two. I think here in Fort Worth, you're seeing most people, they could work from anywhere, they could move their companies, and you're seeing more tax invasive states be a place they're fleeing from. And Texas is an incredibly welcoming, open for business type environment. So I think you're seeing a lot of success here in North Texas because of that.
Delighted to still have with us from Fort Worth, Texas, via Zoom, the 45th mayor of Fort Worth, Fort Worth Mayor Matty Parker. So, Mayor Matty, you know, I am curious about the political climate. And you have taken positions that are against the kind of Republican thought, if you will, and been, it feels like, more open-minded, whether it's about transgender kids or other issues. So does that make things difficult for you?
It honestly doesn't. I mean, I've always been known as someone that speaks my mind. I think I was pretty honest about that when I ran for mayor. I just want to be known as a mayor for all people that's really welcoming, a welcoming city, which I know that we are, and try to turn the political temperature down a bit. I think no matter if you're far left or far right, I just don't think that's how you govern. And that's certainly not my mentality as a mayor of a large growing city. And so truthfully, it's actually made my job easier. People are more approachable. We don't always agree on things. My role is to be, you know, a compromise agent. And that's absolutely how I operate here at City Hall and working alongside my city council members.
Is it frustrating to you to see some of the positions that prominent Republicans take nationally when you get concerned about being painted with that brush? I think about questions about the election of 2020, for example, or what happened on January 6th, or even abortion potentially.
So I think for me, you know, I actually decided to run for office here in mayor of Fort Worth in 2021, right after January 6th. So I was heartbroken, as were most Americans, at the situation and what happened at our nation's capital and what that means for our democracy. And I've been pretty open about that. But again, my role is really to try to be forward looking on behalf of not just the residents of Fort Worth, but residents of Texas. You know, I think of myself, obviously, there's been a lot of conversation about my age. I'm 38 years old, a mother to three children. My husband and I live here in Fort Worth. I feel like I have a really good pulse on what's happening in my community. And regardless on maybe the topic and how contentious it may or may not be, I try to have a listening ear and again, turn the temperature down. What you see on social media or sometimes what's portrayed in the media is oftentimes not how you actually have to interact with people and listen to their ideas and positions to really get things done.
Well, where, you know, in terms of, since we've got midterms just around the corner, and then of course we're going to have a presidential election, you guys have a gubernatorial race. Is, you know, a Governor Abbott versus a Governor O'Rourke, is one thing better for you in terms of your city, in terms of strategy going forward?
It's really not. I mean, I think both governor candidates, obviously Governor Abbott, and I don't have a relationship with Mr. O'Rourke, but to understand what they were going to really do on behalf of Texas cities, where fast growing infrastructure and mobility needs are significant, investments in education, understanding all those things are really important to me as mayor and also as a mom here in Texas. So I'm just like every other Texan watching that race really closely and looking forward to the election being over in November.
I think a lot of people are looking forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you ever think about, you know, potentially changing to an independent or over concerns about the national role of the political party or questions about Republican Party identification when you're going out and meeting voters?
I don't have to think about it right now. You know, I get to run as a nonpartisan elected official, which is really special and allows me a lot of room. I will say I've always been a Republican, a conservative. I've worked for Republicans. The conservative ideals are something I really hold dear and important, or kind of how I govern. But at the same time, I maybe y'all don't know this about me. I was raised in a really small town in Texas where you just take care of one another. And I try to lead with that first, you know, open-minded approach in any kind of role. And so I just honestly don't have time to worry about it. And it sounds silly, but this job is full-time and then some, plus being a mom. Hmm. And so I'm just not interested in being involved in partisan politics right now.
All right. No, and appreciate you weighing in on this. I want to go back to your city and what's kind of top of mind, because the U.S. Census has said you guys are the second fastest growing city in the United States. And you've certainly got into some of the reasons why, with the inflow of people coming in, almost 330 every day, you say. So top of mind in terms of growth, you talk about infrastructure. Where do you want to spend money? Where do you want to spend your tax dollars on?
Yeah. So we're actually investing about $3.5 billion in mobility projects across Fort Worth and Tarrant County right now. And that's in partnership between the city, Tarrant County, our MPO, North Central Texas Council of Governments, and TxDOT. So I'm really proud of that planning process that started well before I was mayor and continues today. Is first and foremost, of course, affordable housing across the region and kind of keep up with that growth and different types of products for families across the area. And then educational opportunities, making sure we have high quality education from cradle all the way to career has always been a priority for me, prior to being mayor, and that continues today.
What about when it comes to public safety? Because cities around the country are facing an issue that Fort Worth is also facing as well, rising homicide rates. And I'm wondering what specifically you're doing in order to bring crime down in Fort Worth.
So first of all, we're making the right investments in our police department. We are pro-police and pro-community at the same time. I'm really proud to tell you that we're adding 53 sworn officers in this year's budget that was just approved, along with about 20 civilian positions to support our police department. That's patrol division, but also in our police divisions, such as our CIT team, which is our crisis intervention team to help with mental health issues, our HOPE team with help of our homeless population. These investments matter. Also making sure we're really focused on recruitment and retaining top talent that deserve to be police officers in our city. We're very fortunate. We have a community that really appreciates our police officers, works alongside them, shows them how much we care and appreciate the work that they do on behalf of our residents. And that really shows up in how we're able to attract police officers into our cadet program. So all that holistically is focused on public safety. And the last thing I'll say is I'm not a police officer. I don't have the expertise of law enforcement. I have a very close relationship with our Chief Neil Noakes in our department, listening to his command staff and understanding what they need to fight violent crime, especially our homicide and aggravated assault rate that has continued to rise in the city. And I think we're going to be a real example for this country over the next year and what we're doing right.
All right. So Tim and I both have the same question. Go ahead, Tim.
Is it Mayor Mattie now, then Senator Mattie
or Senator
or Governor Mattie in the next 10 years?
Guys, I've got a six-year-old, right? I'm just barely surviving. I'm more worried about, I forgot to order groceries yesterday. I got to figure that out tonight and what kind of costume we're going to wear for Halloween, right? You've all been there. Exactly. So I'm pretty proud to be mayor of this city right now. And it's a dream job for sure.
But it's a long runway. I've got a lot of family in Texas. I'm going to start grilling them about you.
No. Okay. Yeah. Go for it. See what they say. And then let me know, Carol. I'm kind of curious what my reputation is.
No, I'm just really curious. But I mean, do you think about that politics? You're going to be in it for a long time?
Look, here's the thing. Our democracy is the reason this country exists. Freedom is not free. And I'm so proud to be an American and a Texan. And I think I get frustrated sometimes when it's so easy to be armchair quarterback and joke about our politicians or elected officials at all levels of government when it's incredibly important. It's literally how this country was founded. And so if I get to be an elected official and be mayor of a city like this, I'm pretty proud of that. What's next? Who knows? I may be tired of politics at some point and go back into the private sector. Or maybe I want to keep on this pathway, but I just need to do a good job for the residents of Fort Worth, and that's where I'm focused right now.
Mayor Parker, that six-year-old eventually goes to high school, and then they don't want anything to do with you. I'm just going to tell you. I'm just kidding. Come back soon. Let us know how things are going. We would love to check in with you again. Mattie Parker, she's the mayor of Fort Worth, Texas, joining us via Zoom from Fort Worth, Texas.